This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
I've got Lois Pryor with me from Age UK Isle of Wight, who's going to talk to us all about men in sheds. That's what it says here, Lois, but I really don't know where to start.
What's
it all about?
Well, the men in sheds movement started in Australia about 15 years ago because they recognised that men, as they get older, particularly towards retirement, their health tends to deteriorate quite quickly compared to women. And so they realised that actually when men retire, they lose a lot of their sort of role and function in life. So they've gone from breadwinner, say manager or businessman, to almost nothing. So they sort of felt, well, we need to replace that with something. So they come up with the concept of men's sheds, where men can come together and do various activities and what have you. And then it sort of brings them back into having some sort of role in society.
Okay.
So that's where it all started.
Right. And when did it come to the Isle of Wight?
Well, there was a shed in Ryde about 4 years, 3 to 4 years ago, which isn't one of ours. So that was the first one. And we started the men's sheds at Age UK 2 years ago when we got funding from the lottery for the Ageing Better programme,
okay,
which is about reducing social isolation in older men. You've got a very musical iPad.
Yeah. Okay. So it's running on the island, and the idea is what? You bring men together?
Yeah,
basically. To just talk and do activities together.
Women do talking. Women do coffee mornings and cake and knit and natter,
yeah,
and all that sort of thing.
Are you getting a bit sexist?
I'm going to be more sexist than this in a minute. Men don't generally like to get together and just talk. Men find it very hard to talk face to face, especially about their feelings and about their mental health as well.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons why men's health deteriorates quite quickly, because men don't talk about their health. They
really
keep things hidden,
and they don't want to go to the doctor.
No, they say, "Oh, I can get on with it. I'm, you know, man up," sort of thing. You know, that's the traditional thing. Is it stop being such a crybaby, stop being such a girl?
Yeah.
And that's sort of been there all their lives. And it's just like, well, I just got to ignore things, until often it's too late. So that's where the men in sheds come in. Men are much happier talking shoulder to shoulder whilst working on a project, say, you know. So that's the idea, yeah, behind men's shed. It's not just about getting them out of the house. It's not just about socialising them. It's about giving that opportunity and that safe space to talk as well. So
right,
in that respect, they're really important.
So what's been the evidence then that it's working? How would you judge whether men in sheds is actually helping people?
I think talking to the men themselves. I mean, if you go online and look up men in sheds, there's loads of evidence out there that the men saying it's actually been a lifesaver. I've got men who work in my sheds who had literally been in 7 acres the week before after attempting to take their own lives, and they've come to us. And since then,
for those who don't know, what's 7 acres?
7 acres is a mental health unit,
okay,
at the local hospital, and they come to me, and then it's just transformed their lives. It's given them a focus. It's given them a purpose. Whereas before, perhaps they're unemployed, perhaps they're quite isolated because of their health problems. The nice thing about sheds is that we can bring people together, and we don't ask questions. We don't try and sort of say, "Well, what's behind your depression?" Or what's,
yeah,
we're there. Say, look, we got this flower bed to dig. Do you want to dig it? Yes,
yeah,
or no? And whilst they're digging, they might chat away, you know.
All right.
So I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the biggest killer of men under the age of 50 in the UK?
Under the age of 50?
Yeah.
Heart disease?
No. I'll give you one more go.
Stress?
No. It's suicide.
Really?
Yeah. Which is a shocking statistic.
It is, isn't it?
And men, 1 in 5 men won't make it to the age of 65 in the UK, which is another shocking statistic. It's not till you hear that,
yeah,
suddenly you realise, actually, we do need to do something about this, you know.
Mm.
I do get a lot of women, especially, coming up to me going, "It's a bit sexist, you know, what about women in sheds, blah, blah, blah." So, well, yeah, but men do need that little bit of that space that they say, yeah, they can feel safe. And it's, yeah, statistics like that that actually say, no, we do need these sheds, and we do,
okay,
need to be men only. And in that respect, people say, well, what if we want women to join? I say, well, it's up to the sheds at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We don't stop women joining.
Yeah.
It's up to the shed men who run the sheds.
Yeah.
If they want women to join. So that answers that question, if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many men are involved on the Isle of Wight, would you say, at any one time?
Oh, goodness. Every week, I'd say we have about 30 men.
Yeah.
In fact, 40 men, because I'm not counting the music shed, each week. So we've got 4 sheds actually live and active.
Okay.
There's 2 or 3 sort of in the pipeline. And yeah, so we're hoping to get to 100 men by the end, within the next year.
Wow.
And that's every week. Okay. And that's engaging in activity.
Yeah. And how do the men find you and the shed? They're clearly marked by the roadside. Oh, there's a shed.
There's a shed. The best one is either to go on HUK's Isle of Wight's website. We have got a Facebook page, Isle of Wight, IOW Shedman, I think it is.
Yeah.
But also we've got a website, which is Isle of Wight National, I think, iowsheds.weebly.uk. But it's on this leaflet, so
okay.
I'll let you keep that leaflet to one side.
Yeah. Lewis is now handing me a leaflet. Right, okay, I've got it. Thank you. Yeah, I'll give that a mention later on as well, just as a reminder. But, so you've got a few sheds going. Where are they at the moment?
Well, the biggest one at the moment is Ventnor, which runs Tuesday mornings and Wednesday evenings, and that runs from the former youth club. So if you know Ventnor, there's the car park in Market Street, and it's just off the bottom of there.
Yeah.
They're moving at some point soon to a shop up the road, but that'll be in about June time. They've got one in Newport, which is at AGK itself, so it's the building to the very left of County Hall.
Yeah.
And that runs every Wednesday afternoon. Between 1 and 4, and there we have quite a big beautiful shed which is just about to be finished kitting out, and also we've got some gardens as well, so we're going to grow flowers and vegetables.
Okay.
And the idea behind growing vegetables is to have like a grow cookie aspect of it, because a lot of men, particularly as they get older, if they lose their partners through retirement, you know, through divorce or going to care, what have you, they can then learn to cook for themselves, because quite often a lot of guys don't. You know, they can put the pizza in the oven or all the takeaway, but actually when it comes to cooking proper grub, they, you know, it's not a lot, nowhere for them to go. So I thought, actually, we'll still do this, you know.
Okay. But one of the main reasons you're here is because, is it a new shed you're opening in Shanklin?
It is a new shed,
Tell us about that then.
Wow. Okay, so the YMCA Winchester House in Shanklin came to us and said, we want a shed. I thought, great, fantastic, you know. So we went round the building and they said, we've got this room which you can use, which is brilliant. So that solves our problem straight away.
Yeah.
The room itself, the size is ideal, but it's a bit of an odd room because it's got like a basement to it, which used to be the ice house, apparently. So where the floor should be, there's an 8-foot drop. So we're trying to raise money to get a floor put into this room. So the men don't end up breaking their legs as I walk for the door. So so we've got Just Giving, so a crowdfunding campaign going. So the easiest way to find it is if you go on justgiving.com and look up Men in Sheds, and on that page there'll be an Isle of Wight Men in Sheds page.
Okay.
So we raised
about 10%. Is this the latest new shed then, the Shanklin one?
Yeah, so this one should be open, well, no, we've got another one in Tottenham opening this week. Hey.
Yeah.
So the Shanklin one hopefully will start to be open in about end of May, June time. So once we've got the floor in, then we can just go ahead and plough ahead with that. We've got a shed in Totland opening this week. Yay! So the Totland Parish Council have offered us this sort of, it's like a garage, really. It's a small garage on Turf Walk. So it's a beautiful location, right, looking over the sea and et cetera. And we're going to be there from this Thursday, 2 till 4. And we're going to be there clearing the vegetation and clearing it out and painting it up and what have you.
Okay.
So that'll be like a summer sort of shed.
And
you know,
just thinking, is it a case that men get referred to your men in sheds, or do people just walk in and the word gets round?
It's both, really.
Is it?
It's both. It's
so you don't have to be referred.
No.
You can just turn up.
Absolutely. So any man who's got time on their hands, or any woman with a husband who gets under their feet, just send them our way.
As if.
No. It's just walk in, just come in. In fact, that's probably the best way to do that, and just come along and see what we do. But we do get referrals from people like the mental health services, and our care navigators refer as well.
Yeah.
But it's not an official process at all, you know.
No.
And we have got a shed. Were you a scout, by any chance?
Was I what?
A scout.
No. I was in the, I don't know if it still exists, Life Boys. It was like, was it Boys Brigade and then Life Boys?
Yeah.
I was in that wing of
you
it.
Missed out. Because we're hoping to put a shed up in Corfu Scout Camp very soon as well.
Oh, right.
So we've got an open day there coming up in May, but I'll let you know about that.
Yeah, do.
So if you were a scout or you've got anyone in your family who's in the scouts, it's a great way of giving something back that's not involving the kids.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people get put off volunteering for scouts and like, I don't want to deal with kids, too noisy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But this is a great way of doing that because you can just go along and do some sort of vegetation clearance.
And there's no restrictions, like it doesn't matter how old you are or what your background is or what your motivation is for going.
No, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's good.
As long as you're not a mad arsonist, I don't mind, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. So, and it all started 15 years ago in Australia.
About that, yeah. And the UK now has 300 plus sheds around the UK.
And they're not sheds, are they? They're just rooms, are they?
Well, it depends. They're all different. The concept's the same.
I'm sorry to be picky, but they're not sheds, are they?
Oh, do stop. For me, a shed is a collective noun for men. That's how I put it across. I mean, there's walking sheds around the UK, you know, there's fishing sheds, there's singing sheds. And I'll say we've got this music shed as well, which, again, it's not a shed. It's a group of men that come together every week and play their ukuleles, guitars and what have you.
Okay.
But it's still a safe space for them to talk and just be themselves, you know.
Yeah, and what's, just final question really, what sort of feedback are you getting from the men who come? And once they come, do they tend to stay?
It depends. It's not for everybody, to be honest. You know, it's the same as any group. A lot of the guys that come along really appreciate it. And they're there every week, you know. Mm. They seem unsure at first, but actually they'll keep coming back and coming back. I mean, we have one guy, he broke his back 5 years ago. And he came to us saying, I don't know what I can do because, I'm not very mobile. And we got him restoring an old building and he absolutely loves it. He said, it's given me my life back. It's given me a purpose back, you know.
Okay.
And it's physically, it's made him better because he's now strengthening his back again, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So give us a plug, Lois, for the Just Giving page.
So, Just Giving, to stop men falling 8 foot onto the floor. So it's justgiving.com. Search for Men in Sheds and you'll see it on that page somewhere. So it's the Isle of Wight Men in Sheds.
Yeah.
Just Giving.
Fantastic. And people who want to know more about Men in Sheds, there's a website.
Yeah.
And we'll give the name of that out.
Yeah, so it's iowsheds.weebly.com.
Okay.
You can stick it on your website.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks very much, Lois.
Okay, pleasure. www.vectisradio.com.